Well, hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Elsa Kurt Show. I am Elsa Kurt, and today, we're just going to talk about some crazy stuff that's going on because, I mean, there's endless material, isn't there? I mean, we're never going to run out of crazy things to talk about. So the first thing I want to talk to you about is the absolute mindfuck by the White House these days. I mean, obviously it's been going on for a while, or their attempt at it. I mean, we're not idiots, so or a lot of us are not idiots. Some people are, but we're not, and we see right through. We see right through their insane gaslighting techniques. For a great example is the recent little back and forth between Peter Ducey and the press secretary regarding the border wall in Arizona. And this was, and I watched this over several times because I wanted to make a TikTok video about it, which of course I'm going to share with you, of course. But yeah, wow. And it's not just that one. We have several to choose from. We have the redefining of recession by the White House, who of course says they are not redefining recession as they try and redefine recession.
Yeah, so as I was saying, oh, excuse me. Anyhow, oh, are you okay? Are you coming down with something? What are you talking about? You just scratched your nose, so I didn't just scratch my nose. I thought maybe you're not feeling well. No, clearly you're mistaken. That never happened. No, I actually just saw you scratch your nose. I appreciate that that's what you think you saw, but it's not what you saw. Your nose is still red from where you just rubbed it. Sorry, I guess I'm wrong about what I just saw.
And of course, talking about gas prices and how they lie straight to our face, just make up hilarious stories about how the price of gas is going down, and we should be very, very excited about this because that's wonderful news that the gas prices are going down. I mean, are we? Is this real life? I feel like we're getting punked. Did you remember that show? I remember that show. I that was a good show back in the day. I mean, I thought it was at least. Well, actually, I take that back. It was fine. I don't really that kind of humor. Actually, I don't really love it. I don't like getting tricked and things like that. And that's probably why this whole thing makes me crazy because I feel like this is just one big episode of punked. And or if you're a lot older, we can go back to when I was a kid. I think that was when I was a kid. We can go back to Candid Camera. Kind of the same, but different, but the same, but I mean, guys, how are we living through such insanity? I don't even get it. That someone, that anyone, oh, I don't know, not just anyone, our government just looks right at us, like looks us right in the eye. And it says, yeah, this is the truth. I know what you think you see, but that's not what you see. That's not what's happening. Nothing that you see with your own two eyes and are experiencing in your own life, when you go to the grocery store and you're spending, I think it was we are spending, I believe the number was like $400 more a month. This time right now in comparison to just a couple of years ago when he who shall not be named by the left was our president. And that makes me crazy too. How are these people still on board? How are they still riding the Biden choo-choo train? How? Can somebody explain it to me? Is it, are they, have they been hypnotized? I mean, they've clearly been brainwashed. Clearly been brainwashed. When you have people walking around outside by themselves, with their masks on. These are people who clearly who have just hook, line, and sinker bought the whole kit and caboodle. I mean, I'm like just coming up with all these little phrases. I think I'm going to start saying things like malarkey and whippersnapper. And what are some other ones? There's some funny ones. I actually love them. Ruckus, rumpus room. Now I'm just throwing out random ones that have nothing to do with anything. But I'm going to find homes for those words because I love them. They just make me smile. And we all need to smile in these crazy, crazy times. But here's what I want to do. Because I love sharing with you my TikTok videos, I'm going to share the one I literally just did like 10 minutes before doing this. And it is, of course, about this whole building the wall, not building the wall. What did she say? Fixing the wall. So they're not. So just so you know, if you haven't seen it for yourself, the whole context of it, and I'll show you both. I'll show you the exchange, and I will also show you my take on it. But the gist of it is Peter Ducey asks the press secretary, you know, basically the gist is, what's going on with the Arizona there? You guys are, looks like you're building the wall. You're finishing the wall over there. And very straight face, she said, no, we are not doing that. We are fixing what the last administration did. You know, it's always about the last administration. Everything is always about them. We're fixing that. And so he retorted with, by finishing it. She said, we're not finishing it. We're fixing it. And this goes back and forth. And it's, you know, it is actually pretty funny. It's as funny as it is maddening, you know, and again, as always with everything that's going on, my fallback here is laughter. So how can you not laugh at this point? Because, you know, you're going to be throwing your phones or your computers or your televisions like through a window if you don't start laughing. So if you can't laugh, shut it off because it's too crazy. So here we go. So let me show you the original first, and then I'll show you mine.
President Biden, when he was a candidate, said, there will not be another foot of wall constructed in my administration. Yeah. So what changed?
We are not finishing the wall.
If walls work in that part of Arizona, is this the administration trying to get migrants to cross somewhere else, like in Texas? What is the plan?
We are not finishing a wall. We are cleaning up the mess that the prior administration made. We are trying to save lives. This is what the prior administration left behind that we are now cleaning up.
By finishing the wall, is this?
We are not finishing the wall.
By filling in, finishing?
We are not finishing the wall.
By filling in, is this racist? Because in 2019, when the former guy was proposing a wall, you said that it was his racist wall. So how is this any different? I'm just having a hard time understanding how this is any different.
Right? Just wow. Just wow. And of course, and here's what I did with it. So before I show you that, let me preface. With TikTok, they don't like all of these social media platforms. They don't like us conservatives. They're not fans of ours. And they look for reasons to censor us. So you always do little things to kind of skirt around their little censors. And I don't make too much of an effort, but so kind of do things in code sometimes. And so it's half for comedic value and half because you're trying to kind of slip it past their troll sensors or something. So here's what I just did the other day. Here's what I just did a little while ago. Not the other day. I say everything's the other day. It wasn't the other day. It was like 10 minutes ago.
Hey, what's going on over here? I thought that you were taking that fence down, not finishing it.
Nope, we are not finishing the fence. We are fixing what the previous homeowners did. That's that.
But you're adding more fencing, so you're finishing the fence.
Fixing.
You're fixing it by finishing it, right?
Not finishing.
No, you're literally putting up a fence. I'm looking at you putting it up.
Your eyes deceive you.
You're putting up a fence.
Fixing.
That makes no sense.
Again, not putting up a fence. We are fixing what was done by the previous owners.
No, that...
Yeah, so in other fun news, as you probably already know, Joe Biden has tested positive again for COVID. This is like his, 27th or 28th COVID positive test. I don't know. I'm exaggerating, obviously. So how about that? What happened? I thought when you're vaccinated, you're not supposed to get COVID. Like, you're immune. You're not supposed. That's not true. What? That's crazy. That's crazy, I say. So according to the press secretary again, boy, she's been a busy woman. Am I allowed to call her a woman? Is she? I don't know what her pronouns are. I don't. I'm only kidding. I don't really care what anybody's pronouns are. I'm not playing that game. Let's see. President Joe Biden felt well enough Tuesday to restart his exercise regimen, but the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, did not know what that routine even was. But, you know, I mean, they know that he started again. Did you see his doctor just a little while back with all his this COVID stuff? Got on a national television to tell the world that the president ate like a big boy. He slept like a big boy. And he even showed him his plate to prove that he ate all his food like a big boy. Again, here we are again. If we don't laugh, if you don't laugh about this, at this, this is what happens. You become speechless, right? You just become speechless because it is so shocking and embarrassing and horrifying that the leader of the free world is being spoken about like a child. Like, he's a child. So much shady stuff going on. So much shady stuff. Did you see? I think this is just going to be the Biden show today. The Biden and Pierre. Did I call her St. Pierre before? I think I did. I apologize to her for getting her name wrong. I keep doing that, by the way. I keep doing that. For some reason, I keep wanting to add Saint to Pierre. I don't know why I keep doing that. I don't know. It flows, doesn't it? So anyhow, did you guys see this one? Take a look.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. It certainly looks like him. it moves like him. Are you sure this is going to work? Okay.
You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-cop. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-democracy. You can't be pro-insurrection and...
Did it blink?
Pro-American. Donald Trump lacked the courage to act. The brave women and men in blue all across this nation should never forget that.
Guys, you fucked up. It doesn't blink. You forgot to make it blink.
Okay, what? Tell me with a straight face that that wasn't some bot off of Wish, right? I mean, first of all, the thing didn't blink, okay? And obviously, we already know that was like the big topic of conversation about this particular video, that the bot never blinked. Biden never blinked. And that was a little sus. I think that's how you use that word. I'm not really sure. I'm pretty sure that's right. So that's crazy. Didn't blink, not even once. But, you know, here's something that didn't get, I don't think, talked about quite as much. The bot's eyes were brown. Last I knew, Joe Biden's eyes were blue, not brown. What the heck? I mean, come on, guys. Clearly, you got that bot off of Wish, because there's no other way you can explain that. I mean, if you're going to do some CGI, get a quality company doing it. I mean, they should be fired. Your CGI company, you got to fire them, guys. I mean, not good. Not good. Stop cheaping out, okay? Take some of that money that you give to China or to the Ukraine and invest in a better bot, at least. Come on now. And, you know, I wish I could say I was kidding, but I'm really not. Because I'm having a really hard time, along with a lot of other people, believing that that's really Joe Biden. Really? I mean, prove it. Just prove it. That's all. All I ask is that they prove it. How are they going to prove it? I don't really know. I mean, there are ways, but at this point, who the hell trusts anything that these ass clowns say? So yeah, anyhow, back to what we were talking about, because I just kind of skipped around. Sorry. Let's see. At the press briefing on Tuesday, Jean-Pierre was asked by a reporter what Biden's exercise routine was. And she laughed off the question, saying that she should have asked Biden what his regimen was.
What sort of exercise is he doing?
I knew that was going to come. I knew. And I should have asked. I mean, look, you know, I think it says a lot. And I spoke to Dr. O'Connor earlier today that the president is feeling, you know, well, and we should be thrilled and wanting him to have that negative test. I'm sure you guys are waiting for that as well, so you can see him in person, that he's doing well enough to say that he wants to work out.
White House physician Kevin O'Connor said in a memo to Jean-Pierre Tuesday that Biden felt good enough to begin his regular exercise routine again. What sort of exercise? Is it falling off bicycles? Is that his part of his routine? Is that what he like does on the regular? Does he walk over to the ice cream shop and get a nice little ice cream for himself? I mean, I don't know. It's exhausting. I mean, I don't even know what to say anymore. I'm speechless. I'm not. I've got tons to say about it, but none of it is good. And a lot of it is redundant. And it's stuff that we're all saying pretty much. So let's just move on. What we can next talk about, because there's so many things going on. Next, we can talk about Dr. Birx and her recent statements that raised some eyebrows, including my own. Take a listen to that.
I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection, and I think we overplayed the vaccines, and it made people then worry that it's not going to protect against severe disease and hospitalization. It will, but let's be very clear. 50% of the people who died from the Omicron surge were older, vaccinated.
Yeah. They knew all along. I mean, I got to say, to the left, not that you're watching the show if you're on the left. I got to ask, though, if there's one, explain to me how you are still with this party, with these lying sacks of heaping garbage, these absolute flaming, smoke billowing dumpster fires of humans who lied. Knowingly lied. And sure, I know you're going to say they didn't know. They went with the information that they had at the time. Bullshit. Okay. They knew. And the sooner you wake up from this, you know, slumber, this lovely little utopian slumber that you're in, the better off all of us will be, because we really need you to wake the hell up. Enough already. Okay. Enough. If you're still buying this sack of bullshit after all this, after everything, after your trips to the grocery store and your trips to the gas pump and everything else that is going on, all of the things that you accused Trump of, that he was going to cause a war, that he was going to do this, he was going to do that, he was going to, you know, tank the economy, blah, blah, blah. All of the things that you said and believed he was going to do to this country, your guy's doing. So I think you owe the rest of us an apology, first of all. Like, and I'm dead serious. Y'all need to apologize, because you are not only complicit, you're the cause of everything we're going through right now. I don't even blame this administration. I blame you tools for voting them in, for being okay with this, for letting them steal votes and do all of the things. By the way, all proof now, all fact, which of course they will deny to the end of time, right? I love the ones that have woken up, though. They're fascinating to watch. It's hard not to be a little angry at them as well, you know, for waking up too late, essentially. But I'm glad they at least woke up, and I hope more people do. And especially when it comes to 2024, man, oh, man, all I can hope is that that red wave is big enough and strong enough and fierce enough to roll right over all of this garbage. One can only hope. So we'll see. We'll see what's going to happen. But I do try and keep the faith. I do try very hard, actually more so than ever. I am turning towards, you know, my faith, and I've talked about this a little bit in the past, briefly, lightly, not much, because it's a new journey for me. It's a new experience for me. I wasn't raised religious, and I wasn't, we just didn't really talk about that kind of stuff growing up. And I have always been interested and curious and wanting to explore my beliefs and faith and all of that stuff. And I've come to a point in life, and I've been at this point quietly for a long time, where I've really realized, that I have a tremendously strong faith. And it's only been in recent, you know, last couple of years or so that I've started to feel comfortable about talking about that and being open about it. And not feeling so awkward and weird about it like I always have in the past, because it was such a foreign topic for me. And I don't really like talking about stuff that I don't know. I like listening about stuff that I don't know, but I don't like to be the one talking about it because I'm not coming from a place of expertise. So I feel silly when I talk about things that I don't know anything about. So I've been leaning on my faith quite a bit. I listen to a lot. If you want to know what I do, I'm going to tell you what I do. Okay. Because, and here's what I'm telling you, maybe you are struggling really, really hard right now. And I know a lot of people are. I do kind of not all the time, but randomly I'll do kind of like a check-in on my TikTok family, I like to call them, you know, the people that follow my content and interact and all of that stuff. And just anybody who might come past my, go past my content and stop and take a listen. I like to do a little check-in and see how everyone's doing. And, you know, overwhelmingly, people are saying that they're scared. They're stressed out. They're trying to figure out, you know, how we're going to get through this. They can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. There are a lot of people struggling really, really hard emotionally and economically right now. So that's kind of, you know, it's really hard, almost impossible to help somebody out financially. But emotionally, I try and lend some of what I do and how I get through, besides the humor. You know, I love the humor. That, you know, that's like, I don't know if that's number one. Is that number one? I would have to say like faith should be number one. So faith would be number one. And number two is the humor and the comedy and the ability to laugh and look for the bright side of every single thing. And once you start doing that, once you make that conscious effort, to do that every single day. And it is an everyday effort. You don't just wake up in the morning and go, okay, I'm going to be positive and, you know, upbeat and everything from this point on. And that's it. Nothing's ever going to get me done. It doesn't work that way. And of course, you know that, but, some things that really do work for me, I love, love, love. And I might've talked about this once before, but I so much have fallen in love with, Christian music. I love it. It's like Christian pop music. I don't know. I listen to a station called K-Love. I think it's like a syndicated or not syndicated, but no, maybe that is what I mean. I don't know. I think it's like all over the country. So that would be syndicated, I guess. So anyhow, that's what I listen to. And it puts me in a really, really positive, faith-filled, upbeat mood throughout the day. I mean, I listen to it throughout the day. My newsfeed on like Facebook and, you know, it's each social media platform calls it something else. Like on Facebook, it's your newsfeed. On TikTok, it's your For You page. And other platforms, it's maybe your wall or something. I don't know. Whatever the case is. I make a point of filling up my likes and follows with positive, uplifting things, good stories, good people doing good things in the world. And it's a great balance to all of this negative, because, you know, I'm not saying that we ignore the negative, that we pretend it's not happening, but you do have to give yourself a break from it, right? Because if you just keep so immersed in that and keep consuming that, that's what's going to fill you up, right? You're going to get filled with all of that toxic negative stuff, and that's not the real world. That's a part of it. That is a section of it for sure, but there's so much beauty and light and goodness out there. And, you know, you have to seek it out. And then, of course, the flip side to that is, if you can't find it, then be it, right? One of my favorite bits of advice for anyone struggling emotionally is a very simple advice and hard to take, but it's turn off the social media. Turn it off and walk away. Go outside. Go outside, go for a walk, go for a hike, go sit by a body of water, a lake or a stream or a river or the ocean. Oh my God, the ocean. And you will find that it changes your perspective dramatically. So, you know, if you do that every single day, one of those things, obviously, you know, it's probably not realistic to go to a body of water every single day. Maybe it is, I don't know. But if you are constantly seeking the good and the positive and the light, then you will definitely feel that. I won't go so far as to say I guarantee it, because I can't guarantee intangibles, I don't think. But I fully believe that you will find a tremendous difference. So the first step is turn off social media, turn off the news. And yes, of course, we do need to be informed. We need to know what's going on in the world. But we don't have to be so consumed by it constantly, right? I shut it off. I was not doing good at that for a while. I was doing really poorly at it. And I was getting very, very, very filled with all that toxic garbage and stressing the hell out about it all. And then I, you know, took a break and realized I almost knocked a whole bunch of stuff over. Yikes. And, you know, just kind of reprioritized things, and it feels great. I actually just got back a couple of days ago from visiting my granddaughter and my daughter and son-in-law and everybody there. And that was, that was so great. I spent very little time on social media or anything. I did a couple check-ins here and there, threw some pictures up on my personal profile. I don't put too many up because, you know, people. But yeah, that sets your minds right. Sets your mind right. I'm tired, guys. I'm really tired today. So I hate to preach at you. I hope that didn't come across as preachy. It's really just intended to, to help you feel better. Feel good with all of the madness going on in the world. There's a lot, huh? So, you know, as always, I hope that you're doing okay. Okay. And if you're not doing okay, try some of those things. Try some. And tell me, I want to know. I really do. I know, you know, sometimes you probably think that, oh, sure, she doesn't care. She's telling us to give her some feedback and let her know. But I'm quite serious. I try. If you go, I'll tell you what, if you want proof, go over to my TikTok and go find that video. It's probably like the, I don't know, third or fourth one. No, probably fourth or fifth one back. It's the check-in. See how everybody's doing.
Hey, it's check-in time. I want to see how you're doing. You doing okay? Things are still crazy as fuck, aren't they? I'm still speechless, which is why I just keep making comedy, or my attempt at comedy. Personally, I'm doing great. Life is good. Just came back from seeing the baby. So yeah, I mean, I'm good. So I'm checking in on you. You good? Tell me how you're doing.
And on that particular video, when I do those types of videos, I actually try very, very hard to answer or at least acknowledge every single person who comments on there. And so you can check that for proof. So I do. I check them out. The other videos, you know, if they do especially well, they're really, I try and answer as many as I can, but then it gets overwhelming and I can't do it. But for that one, since I specifically asked everyone, how are you doing? I felt like you got to acknowledge, you got to talk to them when they tell you. So you'll see that. So I do my very best to interact and talk to you guys and see where you're at and all of that good stuff. So that's going to be it for today. It was kind of random, right? It was kind of random. I just felt like coming on and chit-chatting with you guys for a little bit. Usually I do interviews for the evening show, but because I was away, I didn't have anybody lined up. I was a slacker, but in the best possible way. So I, no apologies. I'm sorry for not being sorry. I was very busy and enjoyed every minute of it and no regrets whatsoever. But so that means that this week you're stuck just listening to me go blah, 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 blah. I hope you don't mind too much. Next week I will have a guest on for you and I don't know who it is yet. It's going to be a surprise to me too. So woohoo, fun stuff. All right. That's it for tonight, guys. I hope you're doing well. And if you're not, try some of those suggestions I gave you. Okay. See you guys next week. Take care.
Hey, family, if you're looking for the perfect gift for the reader in your life, why not check out one of my books? They're all available on Amazon and most major online book retailers, as well as elsakurt.com.